This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And with it, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack, they still haven't released that full remix version. I feel like Ike needs to hear it. The ATLians remix version.
It sounds good.
It's cool, but they just do it right up into the chorus and then they stop.
I know.
There's clips all over TikTok.
Yeah.
My TikTok's getting bombarded with it right now.
Well, it doesn't help that everyone just sends us Creed videos.
Yes, all the time. I get tagged. I was like, all right, I've seen this one.
I know. I've seen the one where he's 6 feet and 6 inches, you know,
yep.
Or whatever it is. Not to bring 6 inches back up.
Yeah.
But... like, you know what I mean? The same video I've been tagged in 18 times.
Well, yeah, I have thought a lot about he says I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking 6 feet. I was always imagining him on the edge and looking down, but he is saying he is 6 feet from the edge. So does that mean he's already fallen into the hole? He's looking up to the top of the six. Is that where the edge is?
When we talk to Scott Stapp, eventually,
yes,
when he
this summer
breaks the seal,
yeah,
and you know, addresses the elephant in the room
about what he's actually where he is in relationship to the edge,
and if he's heard us sing this stupid thing every day at 5:30,
right?
Like, we'll address what the lyrics actually mean.
All right,
never mind.
What
I was gonna say, OG Wade implied that the song was something else, didn't he?
Well, I think he was having the wrong message. The message is a positive, uplifting message,
right?
that when you feel your worst, blah, 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 blah. I think OG Wade was missing the point.
Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't count on him for...
OG Wade missing the point?
Yeah, hard to believe.
Yeah.
So Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins just both signed big contracts. Ja'Marr Chase, the biggest wide receiver contract in the NFL, and T. Higgins not too far behind. For the Cincinnati Bengals, Ja'Marr Chase had some things to say about Cincinnati at the press conference.
For me, I like Cincinnati because it gives me the opportunity to come here and focus. You know, I'm not distracted out here. It's not too many things to get me, you know, off pace out here, you know, and it's strictly what I'm focused on. That's really tunnel vision for me to play football. So, I mean, at the end of the day, the food's not the best. We could work on that, but...
Chill,
I'm from New Orleans. I'm not used to the food yet.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Ike, your thoughts on nothing to do and the food isn't good.
Man, that's cold-blooded.
Yeah.
Well, he would know. I mean, he's been there. He lives there. Right. I'll say this. It is not the most vibrant city.
Right.
So there aren't, you know.
Lots of nightlife. Yeah.
Well, especially for somebody like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he's probably looking to go to clubs that are...
A young millionaire.
Yeah. You're not going to find a lot of that. You want to go to some hole-in-the-wall spots or, you know, dive bars. Yeah, we got plenty of those.
Plenty of dive bars.
That's what Indianapolis felt like.
Yeah, and Cincinnati's a lot like Indianapolis.
Okay,
so Cincinnati's a lot like Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Now, it's not a lot going on. Now, Jamar, let me just say, they just gave you $160 down there. You can at least lie about the chili, man. You can at least lie and say Skyline is great.
Yeah, you've been there long enough. Get used to it.
Yes,
it's not New Orleans, but most places you're going to be are not going to be New Orleans.
Come on, man.
So
Skyline chili and Grater's ice cream, man.
That's it?
Well, I'm just saying that's what they're
famous for,
yes.
Famous for making spaghetti the wrong way. And they don't put fries on everything. That's Pittsburgh.
So what a dumb move.
Also, Jamar Chase was talking about, Joe Burrow was talking publicly about how the team needed to pay both of these guys. And here's what Jamar Chase had to say about that.
Do you guys feel like Joe's statements, whether it be publicly or privately, really helped make this happen for the three of you guys to be able to stay together?
I think it was a big help, him just putting out little information, having our back. You know, I think that's the biggest thing, especially coming from a quarterback. You know, it's different if me and T vouching for somebody else before our quarterback to vouch for us. I think that's given us, you know, a pathway to get us where we got here.
So those guys will look at Joe Burrow and say, here is debatably the best quarterback in the league who went public and got us paid. That's important, I think.
Oh, there's no doubt.
You know, it was part of the Donovan
stuff. And I think they're right.
Yes. Well, yeah.
Joe Burrow speaking out publicly puts pressure on the Bengals.
Listen, the Bengals are scared of losing Joe Burrow and don't want... So do you think were to come to that, do you think Jalen would do something like that?
I believe so.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think, especially with these guys... Much like Joe with his guys, they've played together long enough. The one thing I always say that didn't give the relationship with T.O. and Favre a chance to last is that, A, they had the rockiness too early in the relationship, and it wasn't enough goodwill built up already.
Right. They didn't have a real history.
Jamar and Joe Burrow played together in college.
Right.
Right? And, you know, T. Higgins has been there, I think, since Joe Burrow got drafted. I think T. Higgins was the second round pick the year Joe Burrow got drafted, and then Jamar came after T. Higgins. So these guys have sort of at least got 3 or 4 years with each other already to where if there's some ripples in the water, they can get over that, and there's more support there, right? So Joe feels no problem going out saying what he said to keep his guys there. Yeah, with T.O. and Favre, it was just the 1 year.
Right.
So I would say the benefit that I believe that we would have now is that Jalen has played 4 years with these guys, right? So there's at least, I know, despite what we may think, how strong the relationship between he and A.J. is off the field, I would have to believe – Jalen is smart enough to know how important AJ is on the field.
Right.
And believe me, if you're a quarterback, when you start losing weapons, the pressure's on you.
Right.
So you try to keep as many good players around you as you can.
Yep.
The smart quarterbacks do that.
Absolutely.
And that's why I say when Joe Burrow did that, Joe Burrow's like, y'all not about to leave me here with nobody to throw the ball to, and I look like trash.
Especially when our defense stinks.
Yeah, the defense is already bad.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. You know, I mentioned moving. I'm going to have a nice backyard. My dogs are going to be able to run around in the backyard just in time for the spring and summer. If you have a dog and you're ready for spring and summer, Dogs and Cats Rule, you got to make the switch to Dogs and Cats Rule, especially with the good weather coming. It is the only pet store you need. It is the best staff you've ever encountered at a pet store. The lead dog, George Perini, makes it so. It is the sort of staff that is going to be able to answer every question you have about pet nutrition, about supplements. And they have great products, right? But if you don't know, they have top-of-the-line pet nutrition. But if you don't know what to feed your dog and cat, if you don't know which one one is the right one for them, same thing with supplements, then you're lost, right? The staff at Dogs and Cats Roll is going to make sure you're not lost. And they have the fresh diet food, all that new stuff, raw, gently cooked, freeze-dried, all that stuff. And with spring coming, run around outside, flea and tick protection. Try out, ask them about natural flea and tick protection. Ask them about maybe new toy to play outside. I am convinced if I get one of the ball launcher things, my dogs are going to run and get the ball and bring it back to me. Rebel really will just get the ball once and drop it, and then that's it. But I'm convinced, even at 11 years old, I'm going to train him.
He's not a retriever?
He is not. He is not. We don't know what he is, but I can tell
he's
you he does not retrieve.
He just runs it and then leaves it there?
Runs to the ball, picks it up, looks at you, drops it, and then walks over to the door to go back inside.
What a dog.
Yeah, he's the best. I love him. Seven locations of Dogs and Cats Rule. Five in Pennsylvania, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, Bluebell. In New Jersey, Pennington, and Princeton. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family. I love my dog exactly how he is, even though he is a bad boy and doesn't play outside. Davon in Newark. You're on WIP. What's up, Davon?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Appreciate you guys taking my call.
Yes, sir.
What up, Dave?
Ain't nothing much, man. I just wanted to congratulate BG on his retirement and just share a little story. So my cousin here in Delaware, Varda Barber, is actually BG's barber. He's been cutting BG since about like 2017, since around Super Bowl time. Mm-hmm.
Had a fresh cut yesterday. I saw it.
And you see, he had it right for the ESPN. Yeah. Had it right for both Super Bowls.
Yeah.
But you know, the Eagles are my extended family. You know, like as an Eagle fan, we just feel so close to the team. Like that's my family. So to know, like my extended family treats my real family like how I would want them to be treated, man.
Yeah.
BG goes above and beyond for my cousin, man, to make sure he's in perfect positions to you know, use his talents to further his profession.
Yep.
You know, and he doesn't have to do that, man. He does not have to do that, man. And then the stuff he does on the field and off the field for people, man, I just wanted to speak on that. And he was actually able to get my cousin down to the Super Bowl, and my cousin's daughter lives in New Orleans.
Mm.
And he was able to get them some type of passes to where, like, they were in the arena. Mm-hmm. And my cousin and his daughter, being in the right place at the right time, were able to be on the field letting the confetti fall on them as we won a championship. So,
there,
man, I can't thank him enough for, you know, just being a guy that he is, man, and just rooting for people to win, you know, and still being a winner himself, man. It takes a lot for people to be that, and I appreciate him. And 3 weeks ago, he calls my cousin, like, hey, man, I got a homie over here. He need an emergency cut. Can you hold him? Can you take care of him? My cousin pulls up. It's none other than Uno. It's a Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
So
I thought
you meant
James Harden.
That's my Uno.
Man,
yeah.
Man, that touched me, man. So I just want to thank BG, and I appreciate all that you did for the city, man, and I hope you enjoy your retirement. And as far as ESP,
yeah.
ESP, now that he is the insider of the year, now that he's won it, am I not the only one that sees, like, he's gotten some love around the Eagles organization this year? Like, he's been a guy.
Yeah.
But I feel like this year he's, like, they know him as a guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
well, Sirianni likes him. That's
yeah.
for
yeah.
sure.
And so with you holding that title, sir, I'm going to need a little bit of McManus. You know, I'm not asking you to go, I'm not asking you to go on the deep end, but I'm going to need you to flex your position that you've earned. I'll give you that. You've earned a position.
Yeah.
But like you said, now that you've got there, you can't rest on your laurels, my guy. You want to be an insider. I need you to be an insider. You got AJ quoting him on Twitter and all that. So the guys
right.
know who he is.
Right.
You know, so you're going to be an insider. Take care of the job. I appreciate you guys taking my call.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Absolutely.
Listen, I need Nick's reaction to Elliot being named Insider of the Year. You know he was waiting with bated breath at around 4:32.
Well, there's great responsibility that comes with that award. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Are you happy that Elliot Shore Parks was named Eagles Insider of the Year? Ike, what do you think the response is?
Well, they're still no.
They are still no.
Yeah.
A lot of joke, a lot of rigged.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot of rigged. It's not rigged.
How could they come to that conclusion?
Yeah.
I'll still say in the mid-60s.
60% no, 40% yes. And okay. I agree with Elliot. That seems like a win for Elliot.
That is a win for Elliot.
It's a win for Elliot.
Yes.
And the thing Davon just said, here's another thing. And Uh-oh. This is a good thing about a barber. No offense to my barber in North Jersey, but coming back down here and being able to have Nafis, my real barber, be my barber. There's nothing more important than having a barber you can trust.
Dude, I still got a barber.
My
boy L over at Legends, man.
Oh, really?
Yes, I still use a barber.
Oh, he's covering.
They're looking at me like, dude, you shave your own head.
Yeah, I was going to say, for what?
You ever say hi, you stop in.
No, listen, here's what I'll do. In all honesty, I'll let my stubs grow for about a week or two. Yeah, just for an excuse to go to the barbershop.
Yeah, well, barbershop is fun.
Yes. So I got to go over there and catch up with the guys over there, man. Yes.
Does he beard? Does he?
He does the beard, everything. I got to give a shout out to everybody. L, Ron, Mac, Brian, and Mike all over at Legends.
Now, one thing. I said I don't want to talk about sports outside of it. That rule does not apply to the barbershop.
All things goes,
you must scream.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Dude, I go in that barbershop. Now, they got a list of things that I done said on the air that they want questions answered. Yes, they want questions answered. And it's not always good. Sometimes it's like, hey, man, we heard you when you said such and such. What do you mean by that? Yeah, the barbershop is unfiltered, man. They
hold you accountable.
That's why I love going over there. Yeah. They're going to hold you accountable.
215-592-9494. Brad in Elkton, you're on WIP.
I just had a comment on what you were saying, how lucky we are, especially right now as Philly fans.
Yeah.
I was up in Penn State 30 years ago visiting my sister, and this guy said, I was wearing, probably Eagles sweatshirt, and he said he had an Iowa sweatshirt on. And he said, oh, man, you're so just out of the blue. He was walking out of some building at nighttime, and he said, you're so lucky you're from Philly. You got the Sixers. You got all four sports. I got nothing. I cheer for Oxford University. And it made me think differently about being a fan from that point forward. Yeah, the fact that we have all of our sports venues in the city, that we're like the only city that has that, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, we're like,
and all four teams in the city too. I know you said that, but like literally in the city. Yeah,
yeah,
that's rare for some teams, some cities.
Yeah, can I comment on AJ? How do you guys feel about what he said that people are feeling like he's disgruntled that he's not getting the ball enough?
Well, he is.
He certainly was at times.
I mean, AJ's honest, and then when you react to him being honest, he's like, why are you mad at me for, or why are you reacting to me being honest? I understand why AJ wants the ball all the time. He's one of the three best wide receivers in football. I would want the ball all the time, too. Disgruntled's a weird word, but he was clearly frustrated and has been frustrated at
frustrated
times.
Frustrated is a good way to
not getting the ball as much as he wants to. He feels like he can help the team by getting the ball. I just like, is it always the best that he's vocal about it, even if he's being honest? Probably not, but it is who he is, and there are worse. What I would say is, like, there are a lot of wide receivers that are worse about that stuff in history than he has been about it.
And the one thing with AJ is, I'll say, he's figured out a way to express that, because I think he needs to get that out
right
at times. Like, I feel like he feels he bottles it up for so long, and that's why he's reading the books on the sideline. But he can express that, and no one gets bent out of shape about it. Now, we'll react on the outside because part of it is us panicking, like, oh, Lord, here we go.
Right.
It's about to be an issue. But on the inside, it doesn't seem like everybody else unravels. Like, it doesn't seem like Jalen unravels.
They're just like, that's AJ.
Yeah, it's like, they're like, okay, okay, now we got to try to get AJ the ball a little bit more this week. Coaches don't go crazy about it. You know, Nick loves AJ.
Right.
He's always there speaking up in support of AJ Brown. I think we're fortunate that they have a locker room and a culture that can handle AJ's personality.
Yep.
Now, he is one of the leaders on the team, but you also need to have people be able to keep him held accountable. And when things do go a little bit awry or he gets a little frustrated, those guys have to be able to let AJ vent,
and then get him back on track,
and then move back and get back on the right track.
Yeah,
and it seems like they figured that out.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary; choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Thanks for telling everyone that I'm high strung. I wonder where I get that from. Ribble.
He is. The guy's a maniac. He's a maniac.
Where does he get that from?
Well, he gets it from me. When it's time for a walk in the morning, he follows me around the house, stands there staring at me like nervous. Oh, no. Is he going to forget to take me for a walk? Wait. So I started doing this thing where I take him for a walk after my walk recently. Yeah. So it's like an hour and a half later than I normally. I came home today, tore up. My wife has all these paint samples, like the papers, tore them all up, took stuff off of the counter, tore it up because his walk was an hour and a half later.
Well, he sent a message.
He did. He did.
He sent a message.
He did. What's next?
Spike on the Phil's doing the same thing over and over again. Grow up! Spike on fans frustrated that the Sixers are doing the same thing over and over again. Why is everyone so mean to the Sixers? Mark in Monco.
Dude, Mark,
they are on you.
Mark, go to hell. I'm not any happier about the Sixers sucking than you are.
You did do the whole, why is everybody so mean to him, though?
Well, no, it was the Embiid thing.
It
was the Embiid thing. It was like, just like, I feel a little bad for Embiid.
Yeah.
That is just because the injury stuff, not because of the comments and loser stuff that he is also guilty for. But being hurt constantly sucks. All right, what's next?
No human has ever been more surprised than when Scoops Caney was told that Jack lost 25 pounds.
He's lost 25 pounds in the last few months. Like, he's like working
has he
out.
Really?
Yes.
Tim in Newark.
Come on, Scoops. Everyone's
Has
talking
he
about
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen him.
She's like, he looks the same to me.
He looks the same.
Come on, you saw that photo we put up on this WIP tweeted out.
Oh, you look?
No, nah, you're like looking svelte.
Oh, from today?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see it.
Svelte.
What's next?
These guys might be dumber about geography than movie trivia. The Delaware Valley.
Yeah, that's true. I got to take that L.
Well, yeah, I had no choice. Yeah, So did I pass Jenkintown or not?
Well, you passed Jenkintown. I got a couple calls. When we went to Kremp Floors back years.
Ah, is that where it was?
Yeah.
Okay, Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
There we go.
What's next?
Elliot wins Eagles Insider of the Year, meaning WIP is likely to take two awards, as Spike is the presumptive frontrunner for Phil's Insider of the Year with his Watergate-level report about Bryce's contract extension. Alex in Lancaster.
It didn't happen.
You reported it.
I didn't report anything.
Jack likes that one.
Yeah, I know. I do. I'm coming after your Phils this
year. Yeah, I can tell. Yeah, everyone's got a sharp tongue towards the baseball team.
All right, what's next?
Yeah, great. I would have won by 1,000 points. Jake Rosenberg.
Not impressed by anything.
No. He would have won Eagles Inside of the Year if he wanted to.
One scoop.
Yeah. What's next?
Was somehow catching a cold from a turkey sandwich not enough for you? Was inexplicably saying there is no push in the tush push not enough for you? Was quitting JV soccer to focus on academics not enough for you? Elliot still giving his speech in the parking lot.
I did not expect him to have, I should have expected it, but I didn't expect him to have a speech ready to go.
And he had a loser speech ready, too.
He had a loser speech ready to go, too.
I would love to hear the loser speech.
Well, I told him to do it on Go Birds. Yeah. So if he didn't, the emergency Go Birds, if it's out there, hopefully he did that. I do want to hear it. He said he was more excited for the, he was happy to win, but he felt like his loser speech was better than his winner speech.
He was ready to get you, too, on the loser, with the loser speech.
Oh, he got us in the winner speech. Yeah. That's outrageous. All right, so if you're on your way home right now, right?
Yes, I'm excited.
On the drive home. Well, I'll tell you what's going to get you a little more excited. That is Blue Chew.
That's why I'm excited.
Hey, yo!
Some say Blue Chew should have won Insider of the Year.
Oh, that is, that'll hit you in a little bit.
That did not hit me yet.
It'll hit you. So, you know, that's I say this with Blue Chew. First of all, I want you to just try it. This is my message to you. Is just try it for free. Go to BlueChew.com, use code 94. Mm-hmm. The first month is free. Just try. And what I'm saying is, you're on your way home. Maybe it's movie night.
Ooh, it is good movie night.
Maybe it's movie night, right?
Yeah.
You know, you're not watching the Sixers with her. You're going to have a movie night, have a glass of wine, and you have the Blue Chew ready, you know, when there's 20 minutes left in the movie, maybe something like that. Mm-hmm. You chew it. You don't have to worry about making a big scene of it because it's a chewable, not a tablet.
Yep.
And then you'll be ready, and she will appreciate you, you know, make movie night even better.
Give it a little nudge.
Make a movie.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
And then movie night can be code for something else, you know?
You've got to have that. Make
it worth it, you know?
When you have kids, you know?
Yeah.
You go to bluechew.com. It's an online prescription service, so no weird doctor's office visits, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. It's cheaper than a pharmacy because it's all made and shipped right here in the U.S. of A. So you just go to bluechew.com. You figure out the mix of Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, Staxin, the same active ingredients as that. And then they just send it to you. It comes in the mail like 2 days later.
Man, in a hard package, discreetly, though.
Yes.
Discreetly. Nick Saban used to kill me by how stiff I was.
It's true.
Yep.
It's true. So, like I said, you will be a hero to her. It'll make your life better. And like I said, all online and free, first month free. So go to bluechew.com, use code 94. All you do is you pay for the shipping. It's $4, $5, whatever. And then you can be ready to
chew it and do it.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.